We advertised all of the vacancies on the various state boards that were interested in people coming forward in relation to. So at the moment, for example, Donald, we've a range of vacancies advertised, for example, on the board of the Food Safety Authority, on the board of the National Museum of Ireland, on the Citizens Information Board and the Irish Film Board. And for each of those vacancies, any of your listeners can click on the vacancy, and that brings you to a page that gives you information about that particular state board and very importantly, what kind of people they are currently seeking in relation to the vacancies that they have on those boards at the moment.
As of now, 183 vacancies have been filled on 48 different boards over the past 12 months. Is there an improvement that's noticeable because of the new system?
Well, we'd be very much of the view that it is and has been very successful, Donal. That's 183 people actually appointed, and we've had over 4,000 applications from people, members of the public, seeking to be appointed to state boards. So we regard that as a very good response rate, and we've had some discussions recently actually with our counterparts in the Scottish Government, and they were saying that they regarded that response rate, over 4,000 applications, as very, very good and very positive, and there are some distance down the road in Scotland in terms of their appointment system. So they were giving us very positive feedback. There's also been some survey work done by an organisation called the Institute of Directors, which is a body for that represents people who are directors of all kinds of organisations, public, private, voluntary. And their survey was published about 2 weeks ago, and it was very positive and supportive of the new system. So I think all around it seems to have been very much warmly welcomed by the public, Donal, and then people have actually come forward and put themselves into the process and expressed an interest in a whole range of state boards, of which there are many and varied opportunities that appear on our website on an ongoing basis, pretty much almost on a weekly basis, there's something new advertised.
People in Donegal need no reminding about some of the controversies that sprang from the old system of political appointments. Since this new system has come into place, do you believe that the state board system is now functioning better?
Well, what we can say here in the Public Appointment Service, in terms of our responsibility under the relevant guidelines, Donald, we're given responsibility here to administer this process because we are a statutory body here that has a long established reputation for independence and for a merit-based approach to appointments to positions in the public service. So we were given responsibility for this new state board's appointments process because of our reputation and our standing. So we're very confident that anyone now who expresses an interest in a particular state board vacancy is very carefully assessed by us against the published requirements for that role, and only if you clearly meet the published requirements does your name go forward to a minister for consideration. So in terms of openness and transparency and a focus on fairness and equity, well, we'd be very clear that certainly the current system stands up to scrutiny under those kinds of very important criteria.
Niall, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Donal.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Al. Bye.